sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His hope is covered, not his blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around life so gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
There is a river we must pass over, when life's untold is to sleep in the west. There'll be a light for me at the crossing, guiding me to my home of sweet rest. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark home. Down through the valley, past the dark shadow, Jesus, my light, will carry me home. Soon I shall reach the brink of the river, where the chill waters murmur their song. Nothing can harm me, nothing alarm me, while I am sailing across to my home. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark home. Down through the valley, past the dark shadow, Jesus, my light, will carry me home. Down by the river, soon I'll be standing, bidding farewell to friends on the shore, sailing with Jesus on to that land where he is the light that shines evermore. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark world. Down through the valley, past the dark shadow, Jesus, my light, will carry me home.
April 13. 4:13. 4:13. Will my
A little early today, we're having a communion, and a Brother Hilton's family's having a kind of a welcome party or get together at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we've not been bringing out lunch lately. We go out to eat, so I thought we'd get an early start. And I understand Sister Lena and Brother Ricky is coming, but they'll be here for the communion service. So we're sorry that they're not here now. We've got plenty of room. Sister Becky is sick, I understand. And there's several others that's usually here that's not here today. But we welcome our visitors, Brother Ray Spaniar and Sister Doris, Sister Evelyn. We're glad to have them with us. And Brother Wayne Gravely and Sister Ann. Brother Wayne is liberated to speak, but he's not ordained yet, so we're glad he had a mind to come and be with us today. Brother Hilton wants me to thank everybody for the flowers and the cards and the visits and the prayers for him. Most of you know that his last time here was in May, and he has lymphoma. And so he's been in and out of about 5 different hospitals and nursing homes. And so we're happy that he's here with us today. And we were supposed to have communion last month, but because he was not here, we didn't know whether Sister Janie would be here or not. So we put off the communion service, and we will have communion today after our regular service. We'll go right into it after service. But we're going to bypass the foot washing service because of Brother Hilton's health. And of course, we welcome everybody to stay for that if you possibly can. Sister Mabel and Brother, can't think of his name right now, but Rush Bryce, Brother Bryce. Couldn't remember that. That's part of old age. But they've already said that they would leave a little early. They have a gathering that they want to go to this afternoon. So if they should get up and leave, why, you'll know what the problem is. And Brother Hilton, now I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks, or Sister Janie, but I understand that his last treatment and all this turned out good. Is that correct? So far, things are looking. Going to do a biopsy on his other thyroid Wednesday, and we hope he gets a good report from that. But his original other lymph gland, as far the report and all that's doing very well, doing good. He's taking chemotherapy, and I guess he's through with that. And so we're thankful that that's been effective, and he's come through that. And we just hope that there's no cancer in the other lymph node. Is there anything else we need to make mention of? Yes, sir.
Cone. Yeah, they said they could not operate on him, so we wouldn't know where they could get it all. So.
Brother Keith's uncle has a tumor, brain tumor, and they said they couldn't get it all. They're not going to operate. So that sounds bad. We're sorry, Brother Keith, to hear that. That reminded me that my son's girlfriend had a brain tumor. And they treated it with a laser. They called it direct laser or some kind of, they added another name to it, but, and it's gone. So, she's a very fortunate person. We're thankful for that. And this just remind us, and of course, she's in her 40s, so she's young. So we face the promise that the Lord gave us all the time. When he was here, he said, "In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So even though the sorrows and the sicknesses and the trials come and the tribulations are for believers, there is a light at the end of the tunnel when we think of what he's done for us and the hope we have that there is a better world coming. And by his grace and marvelous power, we hope to be part of it. And that's why we're here today, to worship him and his Father and the Holy Spirit. These three are one, the one true and living God. Yet there are three persons in the Godhead, another great mystery. No way to explain that fully, but I believe it. And thankful that I do. What shall we sing, brother?
Sing number
91. Number 91. We'll go to the Lord in prayer, and we ask an interest in your prayers as we endeavor to lead in prayer. And pray that the Lord will bless Brother Wayne, and I've told him to take whatever time he needs, and this time left we'll close out. And we always beg for the leadership of the unerring Spirit of our God. We need it. bad. And we always pray for that and hope you'll pray to that end. Number 91, sing when you're ready.
Now my everlasting portion, mouth and friend, O life to me, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee, not for ease or worldly pleasure, not for fame my prayer shall be, gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Lead me through the veil of shadows, bear me o'er life's dreadful sea, then the gate of life eternal may I enter, Lord, with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, in the gate of life eternal may I enter, Lord, with thee.
I'm so used to being by myself, I forgot that Brother Spainhower is with us today. I'm going to ask him to come and to lead us in prayer, if he will.
Pray for me as I try. Most precious Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the service. Father, we thank you for being a merciful God and a loving God. Mm-hmm. Oh, Father, I pray thou should be with us, Father, in the Spirit, and give us the things we stand in need of in this life. Father, thank thee, Brother Haney, is back here, Father, healing, Father. I pray thou continuously be with him, Father, and strengthen him in the Spirit, Father. And his good wife, by his side, Father, pray thou continuously be with her, Father, and give her the things that she stands in need of. Father, I do pray for each and every one that was mentioned here, Father, to be with them and give them the strength and guidance they so need. And Father, as we go, Father, to exercise, Father, I pray for other greater, Father, that thou should bless him and give him the strength and guidance and wisdom he so needs. Oh, Father, I pray for
Brother Wayne.
Brother Wayne, Father, bless your blessing, Father, and lift him up, Father, and give him the scriptures to go by, Father, and bless him up, Father, I pray. Oh, Father, I continue to be with us, Father, in the Spirit. Father, we thank you for being a merciful God, Father. And I do pray these things in the precious name of our returning Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ray. God bless you.
God bless you,
Father. Take your time. Pray for us, brother.
Truly, I trust that I'm indeed thankful to be here. I was here with you at the 100th celebration, I believe it was, of your church and building. And boy, we certainly enjoyed that. But I thank God that this little Bethel spot is still standing in the old paths. in the way that God seemed fit to set forth His truth. It is such indeed pleasure to come out from the world. And truly it is a very cold and benighted world. But I thank God that we can come together and shake hands and love and fellowship one to another. And dearly beloved, that's something that the world don't have. And I don't know that I'll ever be able to be thankful enough for this. But I trust that the Lord will be with us here for a moment of time, that I may be able to speak in His name to give you the comfort and the peace, that which you have obeyed, that which you have listened to and done, that you forsake not the assembly, that you've come out and set aside, set apart those things of the world for just a moment of time and lifted your voice in one in harmony to the great and almighty God. What a privilege that is. The Lord be my helper. I was trying to come upon things to think about or speak about. My mind has been like a shotgun blast, number 8 shot. It's just went in every direction, seems like, this morning. But Lord be my helper. I want to turn to the book of Acts in the 2nd chapter. And this seems to be very dear to me, and if the Lord will be my helper for a few minutes, I may read more than I speak about, but it's very old scripture, it's very familiar scripture, but nevertheless it's very good. And give you a little bit up to date on this. This is Peter when he was talking to the church, and he was speaking to a lot of different people, a lot of different ones there at that time. Now, there's 2 times that you'll find in the book of Acts, I believe it is, that the first time is in the 2nd chapter, and I believe old Peter was speaking primarily to the Jews there at that time, as well as some of the Gentiles. But you'll find later on, in the 10th chapter, I believe it is, in the book of Acts, that he was talking to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles come into the kingdom, so to speak. But what seems to be resting upon my mind is baptism. And it's been on my mind heavily yesterday and today, and I don't know what in the world I'll do with it, but I'm going to try to speak about it. But if the Lord be my helper, for just a few moments of time, that we all can be lifted above the cares of this life and that we'll be on His wings of love. Now, whenever that happens, I don't believe there's a better place on this earth when that happens. But it takes that unerring spirit of the Lord to do that. And believe you, me, when you say unerring, nothing that we can do to gain that but grace. It's simply by God's grace are we here this day. And when Peter was preaching, and I believe both Peter, Brother Peter, I believe he preached one beautiful sermon there that day. And I hope and pray that it'll be preached here in this little Bethel spot when the Lord comes back. Now, we don't know that. These buildings go and come. But we know that the church will not fail. We know that it'll be somewhere. Somewhere on this earth will there be someone worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. Now that's a promise that He has left unto us. The old devil can't destroy that church. He can't destroy it, no way, form, or fashion. It's going to be here when He comes back. In the 37th verse, I'll start there and read a little bit. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you. And dear brothers and sisters, I want to go back for a few moments of time, and I think back about whenever the Lord was working upon me. Now, I come from a different order of people. One that I feel like didn't have no order, and I don't mean harm in that, but it seemed like any old way would do. And that was sprinkling. And that was just totally contrary of what the Bible teaches. So I was dissatisfied with that other order. I quit going. I give up. I didn't want. I felt like, for one thing, that I was a hypocrite for being there. But I felt so cast down, so oppressed, so ashamed of my sins, that I just didn't want to be in the church. Well, as time went along, I met my wife, and she was a member of the Primitive Baptist. And when I met her, I said to myself, these people have lost it, just totally lost it. I didn't want to be in a part of that, and I wouldn't be a part of that. I said that. And dearly beloved, as time went along, I went to church with her one Sunday. And a dear brother there told me before then, he said, now when you go to church this Sunday, you're going to see things that you ain't never seen. And it's going to be a little strange to you. And dearly beloved, as I went into the doors of the church and sat down, I thought to myself, how strange a people they are. Where was the piano? Didn't see that nowhere. There wasn't a man standing in front of me in a robe and a collar. Thought that was mighty strange. But as I sat there, as they began to sing the old songs of Zion, that I noticed in all the songs that there was one thing set above all others, that they weren't singing and praising man, that they were singing about one that had come that was born in a manger, come with a purpose, and come to fulfill the law to the jot and the tittle, and God's will. When I sat there and noticed that, I began to squirm a little bit. The old brother was right. I heard something that day I never heard before. I heard the sovereign sound of grace. And dearly beloved, that day, when I left, I said I wouldn't be back. The very next Sunday would come, I was right there. And you know what? When the song service began and they started singing them old songs, I was right there joining in. I think it took me two or three Sundays before I started singing. Now, I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but thanks be unto God, he said, lift a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, that joyful noise that we're going to lift unto the Lord is nothing more than the works of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It isn't to boast about what man has done, because, dearly beloved, we read in the Bible and we find that the Lord looked down from heaven and seen that there was none good, no, not one. But I was there in the midst of the old Primitive Baptist, and I was trying to find something, didn't know what I was looking for. But, dearly beloved, I believe there that day I found something. I found something. I found that there was a God on high that had a people before the foundation of the world. I found that there was a people that believed God. Not believed in God, but believed God. There is a true and big difference. Just as Abraham was there with Isaac, there on the cross. Abraham believed God. There's a big difference. And today, when you look out into the world, you can see that difference. And by their faith and practice, by what they keep, that's how we're known, by what we do in this life. You have kept the old paths. This building is nothing more. The church lies within the hearts and minds of those that God has wrote it into. It's not made of wood or stone, but by the power of God. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart. There's what I'm coming to. Whenever you hear that sovereign sound of grace and mercy, did it not prick you in the heart? Did it not give you something there that's longing and looking for? It gives you a fulfillment, a satisfaction, so to speak, in the finished work of our